Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Running Things with Donovan Bailey.
Whoa, it's finally happening. It's finally happened. We're here. Episode one of Running Things with the man himself, Donovan Bailey, sitting right across the table from me. Donovan, say hi.
Hello, everybody. That's my low sexy voice. But this is awesome, Simon. Finally off the ground. I'm looking forward to everything. So bring it on.
Bring it on from him himself. He's letting us know he wants it all. He wants it all and he wants it now. This is this actually took a bit getting the show off the ground. So we're both very relieved and after all of our hard work to get it going. And we're glad that you are listening wherever you are in the world. So thank you. Hopefully we can regale you with some stories and some insights. And without any further ado, let's get to it. 25 years ago this year, Donovan, you won the 100-meter dash.
Yes.
This year.
Yes.
25 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Time flies as fast as your legs, bro.
Listen, this is, you know what? It's actually quite amazing. I am very blessed and humbled to have participated in the Olympic Games. 25 years ago, I became the fastest human in history at that time.
History. Man, that's quite a heavy burden to hold on to there, bud.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But I got pretty broad shoulders, so I can deal with that. I also became the first man in history to be Olympic champion, world champion, and world record holder at the exact same time. So undisputed as what they would call in boxing or in MMA.
That's a lot of champion. I mean, I don't even know. Can you fit that much champion on a resume title? Like, is there a moment when like some type of grammatical error kicks in? And it's like you've written the word champion too many times.
I don't know if you should, or in my case, you just put 5-time world and Olympic champion.
5-time. Wow. I think the only things I have in my life that I can claim that to are like specific menus at fast food joints.
Like that works too.
I've eaten that 5 times. I've eaten that 5 times. You know, I know the whole thing inside out. That's usually where I'm running to anyway. So it's kind of a great, you know.
Well, food might work. food works for you. So I have medals and records and world championships and trophies and all of that stuff. And you, Simon.
Yes.
Has menus.
Thank you. Thank you. I have menus. That's my thing. Simon, I have menus. It's actually one of my social media handles. You should check it out.
Nice.
I'm just kidding. I have nothing to do with food except for I like it. But I have a question for you. It's the Olympics this year, as we know. Does it get old for you? Like, have you ever, like when you see an Olympics, is it like for the average human looking at an Olympics, I feel like it's always a spectacle. I feel like it's always this bigger than life, grandiose, you know, thing because it's every 4 years and, you know, it's treated very special. But for someone who's competed in it and who's risen to the highest level of it, when you see an Olympics, does it stir you? Do you feel as like accomplished or do you still feel that excitement for them? How does Donovan Bailey look at an Olympics?
I think the excitement never changes. So I'm going to tell you from before I got to the Olympic Games. Before the Games, I thought exactly how it is that you did, which is the greatest spectacle ever, the greatest show on earth, the greatest party, the greatest thing that you can.
Oh, wait, did you say party?
Yes, oh, absolutely.
We're going to talk about that then.
You know, but it's the greatest thing, you know, a child can dream to be. I mean, it's like watching. So essentially, when you look at, when I did anyways, when I looked at the Olympics, it really was looking at superheroes. Every single person is superheroes because you spend a whole lot of time as a child. I mean, and this is any child who plays any sport. Anytime the Olympic comes around, they think, well, I have an opportunity because I'm going to see someone that I like or who looks like me, or most importantly, is doing an event that I'm doing. And so for me, looking at the Olympic Games before I got there certainly was that. When I got to the Olympic Games and when I became a professional athlete and I got to the Olympic Games, then it was work. It was me putting in hours and hours every single day to get there. And when I got there, it was blinders on. Whatever I learned, however blood, sweat, and tears I exude every day, it was work. So getting there, and like I realized I need to be here and I need to win. And so that's kind of, and fortunately for me, all of those goals were accomplished. Now, this is the full circle. So now I'm a fan. I know exactly what it's like to get there. I know exactly what it's like to be there on that massive stage and be successful at the highest level with every single person watching. So now the fact that I can be a fan, I can be a sports analyst, I get to, you know, see some of these kids and kind of understand and analyze exactly what they're doing, whether or not it's physical, psychological, you know, mental, you know, on every single level. Right. So I get to be a fan now. But to your question, I will always miss competition, no matter what happens in the world. However,
well, you won so many times, like it's no wonder. Like,
but listen, that's what competition is, man. There's no professional athlete or no professional person who's really good at what they do or what they've done that will never ever miss competition. However, I know all about the competition and know all too much about the training, and realize that, yeah, one of them, I missed the competition, but the training, oh my God, you know, the one's body can't ever go through that. So that's why it is that I have such respect for the athletes that are competing this year, especially knowing that they are a year out. They had to add a year onto
their. Year.
They had to add one whole year.
Does that really mess with the training? Like, when you're doing the timeline for your training, is it like pinpoint landings on different marks as you're training, like over that course of that 4 years? Like
100%.
Oh, really? Yeah.
100%. Because ultimately, one of the things that I did was any major championships that you have, they have a date. So you know a year out or 2 years out or whatever, the exact date and time that you're competing.
Crazy.
So what happens is that date is locked in the calendar.
Wow.
And what happens then is you dial back from that date that's in the calendar to today. So whatever day, like, so.
This is why the Germans are so good at the Olympics. Well, very timely people.
Well, some of them, and you know, the rigidity of them and sometimes some of the added extra sauce that they were giving some of the kids, that kind of helped them. But yeah, I mean, I think that there are several.
Well, we got
cultures.
A history. We got a history with extra sauce too. Don't forget.
Yes. No. But I think that you dial back from the date of your competition. You dial back to the day that you start to train.
Right.
And this will, and every single day from that day until the day that you compete. Like, you're living, breathing, and doing every single thing pointing towards that.
That's incredible. I mean, as a musician, as a guy in the arts and like music, I'm a very ish person.
Right.
You know, like I'm a four-ish.
Right.
Like five-ish.
Right.
I wouldn't thrive in an Olympic setting unless there was an event that was literally like, right, you know, hey, we're going to have this event at eight-ish.
So I'll tell you this. So if you're performing, and you're performing at the biggest stage, and it's a year out, and you said you have to be on at 9 o'clock with, you know, 100,000 people actually watching you and everybody around the world tuning in to see you, you'll be ready.
I would like to think that's true. I would. But I feel like there's still that moment where I'm going to come out at 9:13, you know, or 8:13.
Okay. Maybe you get to do that. See, you get to do that, unfortunately.
Oh, no, it's not just me, my friend. I let's see. Who can I think of right now? Ooh, Lauryn Hill.
Right.
I went to a Lauryn Hill show here in Toronto.
Right.
She was 3 hours.
Right.
3 hours and 6 minutes.
She's famous for that, though.
Late. So here we are. We're at the Olympics. We're a year out. Should they have done it?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know any athlete that would not. I mean, they talk about athletes who would give their life literally to compete at the Olympic Games.
Right.
So there are
athletes. It is a life's endeavor.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Right. This is your entire life's goal, and you can't go on to anything else in life until you have done this.
Right.
Then, yeah, I mean, I think that then you really are going to pursue it hell or high water.
Right.
So ultimately, yes, the Olympics had to happen. It is a year late. However, there is a thing called the pandemic. It was a health issue. People were dead and have been dying. And so, even with all of that happening, there is no athlete that you'll speak to this year that's competing that would say, I would not have competed if they canceled. Like if they said, last year, if they said, we're going to hold the Olympics no matter what, there will not be one athlete that would say no.
Really?
There would not be one. That's just, again, that's my opinion. But there's not one athlete that says, I've worked my ass off for 4 years and I have this one time to be the greatest as how things are measured, the greatest in the history of the world, the greatest in the world. Whatever I do, it's going to be on every single newspaper across the 225 countries across the world. There's not one athlete that would say, I'm not going to go.
You know, I think that's an overlooked point, I feel like. I feel like a lot of people really downplay the amount that 225 countries are involved in this.
Right.
Which has got to be, I mean, I should have looked this up, but it's got to be the most of any sport, including soccer.
It is by far. It is. I mean, that's why I find it fascinating sometimes when people talk to me about, we'll say other sports. We'll say other sports that are famous.
That's an other sports in brackets.
Right.
Big parentheses.
No, but we'll say other sports, like sports that are really popular in we'll say five countries, 3 to 5 countries. Track and field is there's every single nation on the planet participates.
Right.
Every single nation sends an athlete.
Right.
And so, yes, this, and not every single, I think that every single country probably plays soccer because it's the easiest sport to play. You just have a ball and you kick it.
It's in cleats maybe, but yeah.
Well, you don't even need cleats.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I'm Jamaican from the country. There's not a lot, there's guys there that had toes that were tougher than shoes. So they were like this is me as a child. I mean, and ultimately what you need to run is 2 feet.
Right.
that's what it is,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if you have feet, you can play soccer.
Right,
if you have
right.
feet, you can run.
Right.
Right? I mean, and even the Paralympics, if you have a blade and 1 foot, you can do that too. So it's the same thing.
Before we go any further, just want to take a quick break for a commercial and we will be right back. So don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have a question then. In this games, there've already been some polarizing moments and the games haven't even started.
Right.
So we're obviously looking at one of the fieriest times in sports. If this is only a prelude or a preface to what the Olympics are going to be, it's going to be crazy.
Right.
We can't go any further with this conversation without obviously speaking about Sha'Carri Richardson.
Right.
So for those of you that I can't imagine you're listening to the show and not, you don't know the situation, but I'll give you a quick rundown. Sha'Carri Richardson is a hot sensation in the track world.
One of the fastest women in history so far.
So far. Right. And she hasn't even been around for that long.
Yes, she's been around. This is actually her first full season.
Her first full season, and she's smashing.
Yes.
She's overcome a lot. I think that's an understatement.
Yes.
She's recently been disqualified.
Suspended for 30 days.
She's been suspended for 30 days by not the Olympic Association, but just the U.S. Olympic Association. So
no, I think it's both. Because,
is it both?
Yeah, it's both. When you're drug tested, it is both local and international.
Okay, so she was drug tested and you're probably thinking nandrolone or some type of horse roid or muscle enhancement or OGH or all these different things, HGH, sorry. But she tested positive for THC, which is common knowledge these days, is the major component of weed. So essentially she's been accused of smoking weed,
right?
Which you and I both know does not make you a better athlete.
Well, I don't know. I personally don't know.
Okay. I know based on my weed consumption that it does not make you a better athlete. In fact,
you'd be like an Olympic gold medalist is what you're saying.
Oh, wait, we can flip it. I could actually be the most efficient weed smoker in the world. This is true. We need to talk about creating this event because I need a gold medal as well.
Yes.
Do you think she should have been banned or suspended? Okay. Sorry.
So first of all, I have a myriad of thoughts to Sha'Carri.
Myriad of thoughts.
Yes.
That's your first Google word alert.
That's my first Google word. Yes.
Go get it. Right. Go get it, folks. Myriad.
So I'm going to tell you this. I love her personality. I love her personality. I think her brashness and her colorful.
She kind of got like a FloJo vibe, right?
Yes, but I'm saying that like her colorful personality and her vibe is doing absolute wonders
for the sport.
For the sport,
yeah.
I mean, and certainly this. I mean, undoubtedly, this has been the biggest news since Usain Bolt, since the great Usain Bolt retired. Although, of course, I'm a Shelly-Ann Fraser fan.
Okay.
Right? But
for the folks at home, who's Shelly-Ann Fraser?
Well, Google that. The great thing about the great
two
thing
Googles
about,
already. Yeah, two Googles.
The great thing about us doing a podcast in 2021, Google is very well used.
True.
So for those of you out there,
everyone's gonna fact check everything we say anyway.
I hope so. I hope they do. So Sha'Carri is like a phenom. She first of all, short in stature, but has like great wheels. So one of the greatest turnovers in history, and she's ran some of the fastest times. However,
what's a turnover?
Feet.
Oh, like your
feet,
actual
cycling hitting the ground. So
like the road runner.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Yes. However, she has obviously garnered a lot of support with this. But I have to say that although I like her and she's running very well and running very fast, she did sign up for this.
Right.
She signed up to that and she should know or her team should know what's on the ban list.
Right.
Any drug that's on the ban list. You know, obviously we spoke a couple of seconds ago about you have a year to prepare yourself for the games. So everything that you eat, everything that you drink, anything that you ingest, if someone comes and you're called to be drug tested, you have to declare all those things. So again, living and breathing your sport is exactly what every track and field or basically every Olympic sport athlete has to do. So she signed up for this. So the fact that she got caught for me, and the fact that she's been suspended, for 30 days is, for me, I look at this as a speeding ticket. This really should be an incredible learning experience for her. And I have to tell you, I have respected her so much in how she's dealt with this professionally. She got caught. She addressed it immediately. Said that her
she did address it immediately.
She addressed it immediately, and she's got my full respect for that. She also declared that she knew it was wrong, but I think that all our in all our human reaction,
right.
You know, if someone loses their mother, and they've chosen, you know, to smoke some pot,
right,
to deal with their grief.
Deal with their grief, yeah.
You cannot question that. However, she knows that she signed up with the IOC, with USADA, with the USA Track and Field,
right,
the country she represents. She knows that that it was on the ban list, and certainly she couldn't and should not have been doing it. You know, but also, I mean. But also, that being said, Sha'Carri now probably has the biggest platform of any track and field athlete competing today. She's got support from every single person probably across the planet because she's so authentic and she's so...
People feel for her.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, she's definitely garnered that support. I mean, everyone on from like Arlene Dickinson to Trey Young, to all these basketball players, and Serena Williams, obviously, you know. And
well,
all these,
we're talking about big rappers. Let's go with big American support.
That's true. Big rappers.
It's not a Canadian thing.
I threw Arlene Dickinson in there because for two reasons. One, it seemed that for me was a telling point on the reach that she's garnering. So when you see like someone like Arlene Dickinson, who threw me at first because I had to actually reach out to a friend because I was so shocked because I saw this tweet from Arlene Dickinson.
That's excellent.
Yeah. And I was shocked because at first I thought someone had hacked Arlene Dickinson's account.
Maybe.
Because it was like...
I'll ask her.
Yeah.
I'll ask her. No, but the issue here, Simon, is the much bigger issue is was Sha'Carri wrong for doing it? Yes, because she signed up for it. However, the greater issue is that is obviously mental health. The greater issue is dealing with your own grief, and also what's really good and authentic about that. Even the bigger issue is just telling the truth, telling the truth, so that everyone kind of understands what it is that you're doing and what it is that you're going through. So. You know, if I'm going to give advice to Sha'Carri or reach out to Ronaldo, Nehemiah, her agent or her coach or Dennis or any of these guys, all of whom I know, I'm going to say to you, Sha'Carri has an amazing platform. If you believe that she was unjustly punished, then she has a big enough platform right now to make changes with the USA Track and Field to make changes at the IOC level because she has that support, right? And so essentially what I'm saying is use this opportunity to do good and make changes while you can.
Do you think that they should take THC and cannabis off the restricted substance list for athletes?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that. I must tell you, although I'm not a consumer of it, I am definitely an investor in the cannabis. I am a heavy investor in the cannabis space. And also, I am a huge supporter.
Insert cannabis ad here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm also a
cha-ching.
Right. I'm also a huge supporter of medicinal cannabis. I am a huge supporter of that. Always have been. But also, this is something that maybe the IOC or national organizations are not ready to support now, although this is legal in many, many places. But I'm a huge supporter. I've always been a huge supporter of natural medicine. So again, although I'm not a consumer, I'm supporting Sha'Carri for using that other than something else.
Right.
I mean, like whatever other thing that there might be, I'm a huge supporter of her actually saying, I did this because of this. And so if I'm guilty, then so be it.
Sweet. Well, before we move on from her, I just have one question I want you to stay for the record. And that's a very simple one. It's so if you were her coach or an advisor, does she run the 400?
You know what? I would probably say no. I think that
this is what I thought you'd say. I'm interested now.
Yeah, no, I would probably say no. And I'll tell you why. She was going to the Olympic Games to be a contender for the gold medal,
right,
to be the fastest woman in the world. And man, you know what? I have to tell you, Simon, this really, really sucks. And that's the only word I could actually come up with, because I was looking, this was probably not the men's or women's race. This was the race that I was looking forward to at the Olympic Games.
Oh yeah?
This was, so you have three very fast American women.
Okay.
You have three very fast Jamaican women. You have a very fast British woman, and British woman. And then there was going to be some surprises in there somewhere. So this is probably
the most stacked lineup you've seen in a woman or in any track meet in a long time.
This was going to remind me of, like, you know, the when I competed, like in the 90s, you know, when there was Merlin Audie, Gwen Torrance, Gail Devers, you know, Heike Dressler, Irina Provalova. I mean, if anyone knows all these people, they're all like
massive,
blazing fast women. And so you have a lineup of, you have six people that could win, possibly win.
Right.
And so, yes, I'm a little upset, but I feel like I'm being deprived of probably the best race of the Olympic Games. So back to your point, if I was her coach or an advisor, I would say to her, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to serve my suspension from home. I'm going to watch the Olympic Games. I'm going to get some business done, because she still has the full support of all her sponsors.
For sure.
Right? So she can
might even have garnered a couple of extra.
I'm very certain that she's gotten a few. No, I'm very, like I said, she's got the biggest platform now. So I'm very certain that she can. I'm very certain. Let me tell you this, Simon. Sha'Carri could probably quit track now, resigned from track now.
Right.
Remember, she hasn't won a world medal yet.
Right.
And she could probably and make more money than the athletes competing.
At least for the time being, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying with the support.
Clearly. I got you. Yeah, I got you.
With proper men.
You know, the sad thing is she can't accept a weed sponsor now.
Well, you never know. You're the one. It's it. You're a supporter of cannabis.
Well, let
being
me tell
one
you.
Of the sponsors
I'll tell
at
you,
the games.
I'll tell you why, though. It's not just, I'm not just seeing, now most people are going to be like, oh, he's a music guy. He just wants to get stoned. That's not it at all. Like, because me personally, I like to joke about cannabis and weed. I actually don't smoke that much of it, to be honest. Right. I actually don't. I use it creatively, and I use it for the purpose I think a lot of people use it for. And that's just to, like, turn off for just a little bit,
right,
or at least turn on to a different channel.
Right.
Right. So for me, I get very focused on things. I get very anxious about, not anxious. I actually don't get anxiety. I actually experienced anxiety for the first time during COVID. And I gotta say, dude, I need to apologize to like 100 people in my life. I only did truly experiencing this thing, which I didn't even know is anxiety. Like I had to like call somebody and then they were like, yeah, that's anxiety, man. You have anxiety. Feeling it for the first time, I was taken aback. Let's just leave it there. That this is what people go through on a regular basis. But that's terrifying to me. I went through it for like a month and it was terrifying. It was debilitating. It was ridiculous.
I'm glad you found some way to take care of it. And cannabis was your medicine.
Well, the thing is, I don't really get anxious, but I find it as best a coping mechanism as a lot of people are able to get. So that's why I'm always a big proponent of it. My father, we talked about this once. My dad's a big lefty wing guy. And so he's always been a cannabis guy. And, you know, growing up in Canada, he's always found opposition to this point.
Right.
So I'm here now. We're in this time where like weed comes up a lot. Right. And it almost feels like we can't escape it. So here we have this moment where this polarizing track star comes along.
Right.
She's destined, so it would seem, for fame.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And her first roadblock immediately is smoking some weed because her mom passes away, which she found out from an interview.
Right.
Which is also ridiculous.
Right.
So I feel for her on that level too.
Well,
so that's why,
unfortunately, Simon, that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
It's crazy
the access they have. Yeah, someone had that information that she didn't have that.
That's crazy. But so back to your point. One of the things that
I don't think it should be on the list. I think athletes of all sports should be allowed to smoke weed with reckless abandon. I think I only say that because now that we're in this place where we talk about sports, and we're going to get into this a lot on this show, the amount of pain and trauma that athletes have to go through after their careers are over.
No,
but that's what I mean.
But because
of their inability to handle it without massively powerful chemicals.
Right. Yes. Yeah. The stuff from the pharmacy.
That's why I think they should, that it should be on. But that's your reason.
Right. But okay. So back to your point, and then we'll move on. So I don't think, I think that if Sha'Carri is just going to run the relay, I mean, I don't know. It's certainly up to her coach and her management. But if I were her advisor, I would say, you know what? Stay home. Focus on training. Make this be a life lesson. Cultivate some more business through this access.
100%.
I'm all about
you
that.
You should call her up for that.
Absolutely.
Sha'Carri Richardson, if you're listening, right. My man Donovan here is a business maestro. You need some little helpers. Just give us a call.
It's all good. So if I were her and I would train because the professional track and field circuit continues right after the Olympics is done.
That's
anyway.
True. See, and that's another thing people don't realize is like, and it started with people like me, is that we obviously know that every athlete competes right. And there obviously must be other things going on with the Olympics, but you don't, cause Canada doesn't really cover like widely anyways.
We don't cover it as well. I mean, if you're not a fan, you're not really going to go look for it. So they could throw it on TSN,
but they could throw it. I don't mean the actual
BBC.
Race, but I mean, not even just the race. I mean, like if I come home at 3 a.m. from a bar, which hasn't happened in years now, but it will happen again. I used to come home from work or a bar or doing a gig or whatever. And if I watch TSN or Sportsnet for 35 minutes, I've seen the same basketball highlights 6 times.
Well, it's usually 27 minutes of hockey and 3 minutes
this
of basketball.
But I'm saying it wouldn't kill anyone or it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be weird. It would be weird, I mean, to see track highlights.
Well, you know what? And that's what's really funny. So when I have to, and this sometimes it is actually funny. When well, no, but you have to, they're like, so yeah, the Olympics. So between the 4 years, what do you do? And I'm like, this is crazy. Do you actually understand that we like tennis or golf, track and field is a global sport and you're paid as a professional to go to every corner of the world more so than any other sport.
But see, I learned that with you.
Any other individual sport.
I learned
sport.
That talking to you. So that's like new news for me and I'm a sports guy.
Right, right. But I'm saying to you that so again, to your point, it's so good. It's good this year because we got a couple of young athletes in this country that have that have the ability. I mean, Andre DeGrasse could very well win 2 medals, 2 gold medals. I mean, if he puts himself in position, and they could win a relay medal.
I'm really hoping that happens.
Me too. Absolutely. I mean, listen, it's always good to have to always have a horse in the race, man. And so, for me, I'm totally looking forward to all of this, but back to Sha'Carri. If I'm your advisor, prepare yourself, get on the circuit. Whoever win the Olympic Games, your responsibility then is to take as much scalps as possible after it's done. Although, again, I'm a Shelly Ann Fraser fan. I'm going to make it clear. I've said it.
He said it. It's right here on the show. Google it. Google it, everybody.
I think Shelly Ann's going to do, she's probably, Shelly Ann she is by far one of the most accomplished sprinters, one of the most technically sound sprinters that ever exist.
You heard it here.
Right.
You heard it here. That's high praise coming from you.
Well, she deserves every single bit of it she deserves.
Well, now I gotta look out for Shelly Ann Fraser.
I hope you got the answer.
I did. I got it around the bend. You finally came back to what I wanted you to say.
Right.
But there it was. Donovan, that's our first one in the bank, man. I think what do you think? How you feeling?
Hey, listen, man, this is what I signed up
for.
Yeah,
man, this is good.
This is what I signed up for and we want to give the people what they want.
Yes, we do. So thanks for tuning in. Episode 1 of Running Things with Donovan Bailey and me, your co-host, Simon Jane, powered by the lovely people over at Acast. And keep following us, man. We got lots of stuff to talk about. Right, D?
Absolutely. See you next time.
Okay, guys. Chat next week.
Running Things with Donovan Bailey.